Right now, it's a very good evening to Alan Dell.
Good evening to you, welcome to A Dance Band Days of Jack Hilton's music as we remember his passing on this date, January the 29th, 1965, which is exactly 25 years ago. Today, we shall probably be losing some of the music from time to time because we have commentaries on the progress of the marathon in Auckland, New Zealand, which has now been running for a little over an hour. Anyway, I first thought that we might make a starting point with Jack Hilton's music, say around 1930. Then I remembered some of the lilting, toe-tapping things the orchestra recorded in 1928-29, like You're the Cream in My Coffee, which includes a vocal by Sam Brown, slightly in the strangulated register, as you'll hear. There's a nice bit from the saxophone section, solos from Poggy Pogson on alto, Jack Jackson on trumpet, and Lou Davis trombone.
My stew, you will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. You're the starch in my collar, you're the lace in my shoe. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. Most men tell love tales and each phrase dovetails. You've heard each known way. This way is my own way. You're the sail of my love boat, you're the captain and crew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you.
Hilton sound of May 1929 with Sam Brown. Hilton, as I'm sure you know, began recording almost exactly 8 years before that record as the by-then leader of the Queen's Hall Dance Orchestra. That was in May 1921. Small band, which he joined as second pianist in 1919. By 1924, he'd developed the orchestra into a stage band, and that's how probably many of you will remember the orchestra, from its often lavish stage presentations. Those productions spread to the continent, where between the wars, the Hilton Band was just as famous as it was in Britain. The orchestra appeared in Paris, in Vienna, Rome, Brussels, and several times in Berlin, where this recording of When the Lilac Blooms Again was made in November 1928. It's a Billy Tennant concert arrangement.
Thank you.
Jack Hilton Orchestra in Berlin in 1928, playing When the Lilac Blooms Again. From his earliest pre-electric recordings in 1921, Jack Hilton had been under contract to the His Master's Voice label, or at least to the company we now know as EMI. But suddenly, in 1931, he caused consternation in the industry by announcing that he was moving to the rival Decca label. On his very first recording session under the new contract, he cut a song which turns up quite often in my request bag today, Tom Thumb's Drum, written and sung by Leslie Cerrone, a contributor of old to the Hilton repertoire.
Had a little drum, and they called him Young Tom Thumb. All day on his drum he used to play. He grew up and so he planned how to join Jack Hilton's band. Now the only thing that I can say is you should listen to Young Tom Thumb when he plays upon his drum, and he starts to make things hum with a bump, tiddle, little, 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 bum, bum. When he's playing upon the prom, you should hear the breaks of Tom. Don't know where he gets them from with a bump, tiddle, little, 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 bum, bum. He's a little devil with the sticks, and he knows an awful lot of tricks. That's the reason everybody sticks around him. He gets hot as the tune goes on. Anything he plays upon, everybody shouts for Tom with his bump, tiddle, little, 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 bum, bum. Drummer boy, play a little break. Make it snappy and a hit you make. Tom, tom, cymbals, give them all a bash.
Hilton at Decca with Leslie Cerrone and Tom Thumb's drum. Most of the percussion work on that by Harry Robbins, certainly the xylophone was. With Decca, as with HMV earlier, the Hilton Orchestra was called on to record the widest range of music, from the currently popular dance and show tunes to Sousa marches to musical comedy favorites, even selections from Gilbert and Sullivan. And didn't the orchestra work hard? It was hardly ever out of the studios. In November 1931, for instance, they had no fewer than 10 recording sessions, and the next month, December, it was 7. However, in 1935, the Hilton Orchestra was back on HMV, just as they were about to appear, or in fact were appearing, in a review at the London Palladium called Life Begins at Oxford Circus, and were preparing to go to work on their first film, She Shall Have Music. Pat O'Malley was Jack Hilton's principal vocalist at this time. He'd succeeded Sam Brown in early 1930, and he was joined on this 1935 recording by talented Eve Beck.
By Patu, you're the top. You're an Epstein statue. You're the nimble tread of the feet of Fred Astaire. You're Mussolini, you're Mrs. Sweeney, you're Camembert. You're the run of a film by Alice. You're the sun on the Crystal Palace. I'm a lazy lout that's just about to stop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
You're the top. You're a new invention. You're the top. You're the fourth dimension. You're the green and gold, the mauve of the old school tie. You're the Brothers Weston, you're Harry Preston, you're custard pie. You're an ode by a leading songster. You're a road where there's not a gongster. I'm a frog without a log on which to hop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
The Hilton Orchestra of 1935 with Pat O'Malley and Eve Beck, both of whom, along with Peggy Dell and the arrangers Billy Turnant and Melly Viersma, accompanied Hilton to America that year, where he conducted an American orchestra for commercial radio shows, and they were also resident at the Drake Hotel in Chicago. Well, at that interruption in the Hilton story, as far as Britain was concerned, it seems a good point now to go to Auckland, New Zealand, to join Ian Dark for a progress report on the marathon.
Thank you very much indeed, Alan. It's 20 past eight in the morning here, and the marathon runners have been running now for an hour and 20 minutes, 15 of the 26 miles gone in the men's marathon, and the plot is thickening all the time. And the British Challenge, being led by 34-year-old Steve Jones, the Welshman who is the former world record holder in this event. He's been a bit disappointing when it's come to major championships in the past, despite making a small fortune with his big wins in America. Well, he's running a very good race here, and he's up with a leading group of five, which includes Steve Monaghan, Getty, the bronze medalist from 1986, the very good Australian, Douglas Wakahuru, the world champion and Olympic silver medalist, Ibrahim Hussein of Kenya, the Boston and New York winner in the past, and Simon Robert, the 23-year-old Tanzanian, who's been trying to dominate things from the front with quick little bursts every now and then, but the experienced men have played it cool and they're right up there with him at the moment. And running a real stormer for England has been Jeff Whiteman, though, as I speak. He's obviously in some sort of trouble. He made a little stop and he looks in pain, and he was in sixth place, but he seems to be dropping back now. Now, Bob Phillips is watching the race with me. It's quite fascinating at the front, Bob.
An intriguing race. The Africans were dominating the pace early on, but Steve Monaghetti and Steve Jones both gradually worked their way back using their experience. Poor Jeff Whiteman running brilliantly in sixth place, 2:09 pace, way better than ever before. He's got cramp. He stopped two or three times, dropped back a bit. There's a group of five up at the front. Steve Jones going along superbly. Monaghetti and Wakahuru, definitely the two to beat here.
Carl Thackeray, by the way, one of the other English runners, dropped out at 15 kilometres. We don't know what the problem was. Rob Di Castella, the Australian who was going for a hat-trick, he's in problems. He's back. He's not going to win this time. Tony Milosorov of England, we haven't seen him since the early stages. So something like 10 miles to go now, a leading group of five, including the Welshman Steve Jones. And with that news, back to Alan Dell.
Thank you very much, Ian. We'll join you again later, I hear, for some more progress on the marathon. I have, before we join Jack Hilton again, I have one of these for you.
Radio 2, Travel News.
It's a warning from our travel centre for drivers on the M11 southbound approaching Junction 5 at Loughton. Because of a diesel spinnage on the southbound carriageway of the M11 between Junction 5 at Loughton and the junction with the A406 in Ilford, there have been several accidents. The rain is making the road surface extremely slippery and driving conditions are hazardous. So drivers are asked to avoid the stretch of the M11 or approach with caution. That's a warning for drivers on the M11 southbound approaching Junction 5 at Loughton. Back to the Jack Hilton story. In July 1936, Jack was back in Britain, and he brought one of the neatest vocal ensembles to grace any bandstand and record at that time. They hailed from Kansas City, and they were called the Swing Tet. Although Hilton was now leading an enormous orchestra, really, of some 24 musicians, enormous for that time, he would sometimes feature the Swing Tet against a very small unit from the orchestra, as here in Hoagy Carmichael's Rocking Chair.
Chair's got me, can't find my side. Fetch me that gin, son, for I tan your hide. Can't get from this cabin, go nowhere. Just sit me here grabbing at the flies round this rocking chair. My dear old Aunt Harriet, up in heaven she be. Send me sweet chariot for the end of troubles I see. Oh, oh, rocking chair gets in, judgment day is here, chained to my rocking chair. Sweet chariot, the end of all the world of trouble for me, there will be no
rock and I see that Judgment Day, but I'm chained, yeah, chained to my rocking chair.
That's the excellent Swing Tet. It's impossible, of course, to feature all Jack Hilton's vocalists of the later 30s. Sam Brown returned to record with the orchestra in September 1938, after a break of some 15 months without a Hilton record, in fact. Peggy Dell was also much in evidence. So was Alice Mann and June Marlowe, Sid Buckman, trumpet player, Jack Hilton's sister Dolly Elsie. Even Denny Dennis made a contribution of 6 titles. There were many others. But the regular balladeer with the orchestra was their bass player, in fact, Bruce Trent. Big baritone voice, Bruce Trent was destined for musical shows rather than staying as a dance band vocalist, which of course is where he went, and very successfully. Over the last 15 or so years, there have been numerous album releases of Jack Hilton's performances. The latest, just towards the end of last year, was of the band's concert at the Scala Theatre Berlin in February 1938. This is the concert's opening item, a production arrangement of Little Old Lady with Peggy Dell and the choir. Hilton Orchestra with Peggy Dell at the Scala Theatre Berlin in 1938. Britain's number one show band came to an end in the spring of 1940. The call-up took several of Jack's musicians, and he decided that was the time to call it a day. As we know, he turned to presenting shows and became one of our leading impresarios, and was still successfully so when he died on January the 29th, 1965.